जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जसोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जसोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तेरा वनचारी जमुना तेरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जसोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जसोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तेरा वनचारी जमुना तेरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव राधा माधव जय राधा माधव जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज गचार ज्येष्ठतर सत शिष्यमात अभय शरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन ब्यूटी फाउंडर आचार्य डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री प्रभुपाद की जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज गचार ज्येष्ठतर सत शिष्यमात भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर श्री प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर ललित विशाखा जीव की श्री श्री निताय गौर सुंदर की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की समवेत गौर भक्तवृंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंद ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड बॉडीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड बॉडीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड बॉडीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज गुरु एंड गौरंग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री प्रभुपाद ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं जन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स पदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुर श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्री गुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगन रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादं सहगन ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पापनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिष्ये नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंध जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कंत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयो मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवति नास्तिके। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 12 चैप्टर 42 चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल द ब्रेकिंग ऑफ द बो। सो टुडे विल बी रीडिंग मेनी वर्सेस टेक्स्ट नंबर 15 टू टेक्स्ट नंबर 38। सो 38 विल चैंट टुगेदर बिकॉज दैट वर्स has the purport and also that is the concluding verse of this chapter. So I'll read the translation of the verses before that and we can chant together the verse number 38. This series of verses talk about how Krishna broke the bow and how the arrangement is being made for the wrestling match. Welcome to Mathura. Lord Krishna then asked the local people where the arena was in which the bow sacrifice would take place. When he went there, he saw the amazing bow which resembled Lord Indra's. That most opulent bow was guarded by a large company of men who were respectfully worshipping it. Krishna pushed his way forward and despite the guards' attempt to stop him, picked it up. Easily lifting the bow with his left hand, Lord Urukrama strung it in a fraction of a second as the king's guards looked on. He then powerfully pulled the string and snapped the bow in half, just as an excited elephant might break a stalk of sugar cane. The sound of the bow's breaking filled the earth and sky in all directions. Upon hearing it, Kansa was struck with terror. The enraged guards then took up their weapons and wanting to seize Krishna and his companions, surrounded them and shouted, "Grab him! Kill him!" Seeing the guards coming upon them with the evil intent, Balaram and Keshava took up the two halves of the bow and began striking them down. After also killing a contingent of soldiers sent by Kansa, Krishna and Balaram left the sacrificial arena by its main gate and continued their walk about the city, happily looking at the opulent sights. Having witnessed the amazing deed Krishna and Balaram had performed and seeing their strength, boldness and beauty, the people of the city thought they must be two prominent demigods. As they strolled about at will, the sun began to set, so they left the city with the cowherd boys and returned to the cowherd's wagon encampment. At the time of Mukunda's departure from Vrindavan, the gopis had foretold that the residents of Mathura would enjoy many benedictions, and now the gopis' predictions were coming true, for those residents were gazing upon the beauty of Krishna, the jewel among men. Indeed, that goddess of fortune desired the shelter of that beauty so much that she abandoned many other men, although they worshipped her. After Krishna's and Balaram's feet were bathed, the two lords ate rice with milk. Then, although knowing what Kansa intended to do, they spent the night there comfortably. Wicked King Kansa, on the other hand, was terrified, having heard how Krishna and Balaram had broken the bow and killed his guards and soldiers, all simply as a game. He remained awake for a long time, and both while awake and while dreaming, he saw many bad omens, messengers of death. When he looked at his reflection, he could not see his head, For no reason, the moon and stars appeared double. He saw a hole in his shadow. He could not hear the sound of his life air. Trees seemed covered with a golden hue, and he could not see his footprints. He dreamt that he was being embraced by ghosts, riding a donkey and drinking poison, and also that a naked man smeared with oil was passing by, wearing a garland of Nalada flowers. Seeing this and other such omens, both while dreaming and while awake, Kongsu was terrified by the prospect of death, and out of anxiety he could not sleep. When the night had finally passed and the sun rose up again from the water, Kongsa set about arranging for the grand wrestling festival. The king's men performed the ritual worship of the wrestling arena, sounded their drums and other instruments, and decorated the viewing galleries with garlands, flags, ribbons and arches. The city dwellers and residents of the outlying districts, led by Brahmanas and Kshatriyas, came and sat down comfortably in the galleries. The royal guest received special seats. Surrounded by his ministers, Kangsa took his seat on imperial dais. But even as he sat amidst his various provincial rulers, his heart trembled. While the musical instrument loudly played in the rhythmic meters appropriate for wrestling matches, the lavishly ornamented wrestlers proudly entered the arena with their coaches and sat down. Enthused by the pleasing music, Chanura, Mustika, Kuta, Sala and Toshala sat down on the wrestling mat. So that was up to verse number 37. So now we can recite verse number 38. Nanda Gopa Dayo Gopa Bhojo Raja Samahutaha Nivedito Payanasta Ekasmin Mancha Avisan Nanda Gopa Dayo Gopa Bhojo Raja Samahutaha Nimedito Payo Nasta Ekasmin Mancho Avishan Nanda Gopa Dayo Gopa Bhojo Raja Samahutaha Nivedito Payo Nasta Ekasmin Mancho Avishan. Vaishnavis.
Nanda Gopa Dayo Gopa
Nandagopa Adaya. Headed by Nandagopa. Gopaha, the cowherds. Bhojaraja, by Kamsa, king of the Bhojas. Samahutaha, call forward. Nivedita, presenting. Upayana, their offerings. Te, they. Ekasmin, in one. Manche, viewing gallery. Avishan, sat down. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, by the disciple of His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Nanda Maharaj and the other cowards, summoned by the king of the Bhojas, presented him with their offerings and then took their seats in one of the galleries. Purport. According to Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti, the word Samahutaha indicates that King Kamsa respectfully called the leaders of Braja forward so that they could make their offerings to the central government. According to the Acharya, Kamsa assured Nanda as follows, "My dear King of Braja, you are the most important of my village rulers. Yet, even though you have come to Mathura from your cowherd village, you have not come to visit me. Is that because you are frightened? Don't think that your two sons are bad because they broke the bow. I invited them here because I heard they were extremely powerful and I have arranged this wrestling match as a test of their strength. So please come forward without hesitation. Don't be afraid." Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti further states that Nanda Maharaj noticed his two sons were not present. Apparently, out of disrespect for King Kamsa's order, they had taken the morning off and gone elsewhere. Thus, Kamsa delegated some cowherd men to go look for them and advise them to behave properly and come back to the wrestling arena. The Acharya also stated that the reason Nanda and other cowherd men sat in the galleries was that they could not find any sitting places on the royal dais. Mukham karati vachalam pungul langhai te gring jat kripatam aham bande sri guru dinatarinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanya vishwaram. Hare Krishna. So in front of so many senior exalted Vaishnavas, sannyasis, Prabhupada disciples. So I feel extremely unqualified, but I have been ordered to speak something on these verses. So I'll try to do that for my own purification and for the pleasure of all of you and Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas. So this chapter talks about Krishna's activity in Mathura. So all of you know that Mahaprabhu teaches us Aradha Bhagavan Brajasatanaya Staddhama Vrindavanam Ramma Kachitupasana Brajabudhu Vargena Jakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamamalam Premapumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradara Naparaha. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is very straightforward, very clear, and topmost. So according to his teachings, our worshipable Lord is Krishna, and that Krishna who stays in Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan there are so many devotees worshipping that wonderful Lord Krishna. But Mahaprabhu is teaching that the way gopis worship Krishna is the topmost worship. But it is not spoken out of sentiment or out of some other reasons. There is a proof. What is the proof? Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. The pramana, the proof is Srimad Bhagavatam. And what is the goal of our life? The prayajana, the ultimate goal is prema. Prema pamartava, love of Godhead is the goal of our life. That is the conclusion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. But here, Krishna has left Vrindavan. But it is also explained by our acharyas that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Krishna is eternally there in Vrindavan. So Krishna is there in Vrindavan, and Krishna is also not there in Vrindavan. According to this incident, pastime, after Krishna left Vrindavan. But it is explained that Nandanandan, Brajanandan Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. But Vasudev Krishna leaves Vrindavan. Because the pastimes out of Vrindavan are performed by Vasudev Krishna. Even the killing of demons in Vrindavan was not done by Brajananandan Krishna. That is his Narayan feature, Vasudev feature of Krishna, who killed the demons in Vrindavan. So killing business is not the business of Krishna. Krishna's business is playing flute and having wonderful pastime with the devotees of Vrindavan. So Rupa Goswami explains in Nectar of Instruction different levels of dham. He explains, although all the dhams are absolute and completely perfect, but there is some analysis based on rasas or other aspect of spirituality. So Rupa Goswami says that higher than Vaikuntha is Mathura. Higher than Mathura is Vrindavan. Higher than Vrindavan is Govardhan. And higher than Govardhan is Radhakund. Very good. So why is like this? Although all the places mentioned are perfect. Is called analysis of the rasas, beautifully explained by our acharyas. In Vaikuntha, it is primarily Aishwarya Bhav. Aishwarya Bhav means awe and reverence. Lord Vishnu is the Lord, his devotees are the servant. Awe and reverence, glorification, stutis are happening. But out of five rasas, in Vaikuntha, there are 2.5 rasas. Santa, Dasya, and half Sakhya. And what is the Sakhya Bhav? Sakhya mixed with awe and reverence. It is said in Vaikuntha, maximum the friends of Vishnu can do handshake with Vishnu. That's it. Not more than that. Because there is awe and reverence. It's like office, no? You do handshake. So handshake is coming from the spiritual world also. That's why 2.5. You may say, oh, there is also Madhurya Bhav, but that Madhurya Bhav is also with awe and reverence. Because awe and reverence is the prominent feature of Vaikuntha planet. That's why it is known as Aishwarya Dham. Then Mathura is higher. Why Mathura is higher? Because there are 5 rasas prominently there in Mathura. But these rasas are also mixed with Aishwarya Bhav. Then why Vrindavan is higher than Mathura? Because in Vrindavan, all 5 rasas are there, but it is all Madhuriya Bhav. What is the meaning of madhurya? Madhurya means sweetness. And what is the meaning of sweetness? Intimacy of relationship. Vrindavan is home. Vaikuntha is like office. So you feel very relaxed at home and relationship is very intimate. Someone can be a big officer in the government, someone can be the top, maybe top CEO of top companies, but when he comes back to his home, the parents don't care if you're a CEO or not CEO. For them, he's the son. And he's asked, please buy some vegetables. He's not there at home, so CEO is going to buy vegetables for home. That's Vrindavan. Very intimate. Danda Yashoda, coward boys, they cannot accept that Krishna is God. It's very difficult for them to accept. Impossible. Even after they have seen that Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, they have so many explanations how Krishna could lift Govardhan Hill. Nanda Maharaj is thinking that he is empowered by Narayan. Someone is thinking he ate so much butter, that's why he got the strength. Coward boys are thinking that they are lifting. So there are so many explanations given by the residents of Vrindavan, but they could not accept that he is God, that's why he could lift Govardhan Hill. That cannot enter into their system. It's completely out of their system. So in Dambandhan Leela, Krishna was bound. That day Balaram was not there, so Balaram came back. So Krishna was bound and he was very, very unhappy about that because Krishna is independent. So he does not like to be bound. So he was bound. So as soon as Balaram came, so Krishna lost the complaint. That was going on in your kingdom. Such injustice. I am tied up with the rope. I am abused. So do something. Do something. So he was telling, but he never said that who has done this. So Balaram became very angry. Who has done that? Who has done this? How dare that Krishna is bound like this? So Mother Yashoda was hearing Balaram shouting and screaming. Then Mother Yashoda said, I have done it. Do you have any problem? He said, you know who is Krishna? He said, tell me. The Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. He started giving lecture about Krishna. Who is Krishna? Then after hearing the lecture, then he said, okay, Krishna is like that. So who are you? He said, I am Balaram. I am Sankarshan. I am this. I am that. He started talking about him. He said, oh. So after hearing that, Mother Yashoda said, all the gods did not have any other place than my house to take birth. Then Mother Yashoda took the stick. And as soon as Balaram saw the stick in the hand of Mother Yashoda, Balaram ran away out of fear. And told Krishna, I told you so many times that you could do so many things, but not do in the house of Mother Yashoda. Yes, I cannot do anything. Let me be bound like that. This is Vrindavan. So that's why Vrindavan is higher than Mathura. Then Govardhan is higher than Vrindavan. Why? There are 5 rasas, but in Govardhan, primary rasa is Madhurya rasa. And there are cowherd boys, but special cowherd boys. Those who are known as Priya Narma Sakha, who can assist Krishna in his conjugal pastimes. That's why Govardhan is higher than Vrindavan. And why Radhakund is higher than Govardhan? In Radhakund, only one rasa, that is Madhurya rasa. So Madhurya Rasa Chetra, Radha Kund. Only one man, that is Krishna. Other than that, no man is allowed in Radha Kund. That's why Radha Kund is topmost. By hearing this, people get inspired. Let's go to Radha Kund. We have to understand, this cannot be artificially, prematurely imitated. And this has been very wonderfully described by our acharyas. Yes, Radha Kund is the topmost perfection in our life. So it is said that by taking bath in Radha Kund, we get all perfections in our spiritual journey. Many devotees express, we have done so many times, right? Why things are not happening? For that we need qualification. We have to be qualified. So, Vrindavan will be manifested to those who develop Raganuga Bhakti. And what is Raganuga Bhakti? That should be also very clearly understood. So Rupa Goswami explains very wonderfully in Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that Raganuga Bhakti, the qualification is, one must have the lobha, greed. Greed for Krishna. And that cannot be imitated. We think Raganuga means don't follow rules, regulations. Some people think like that. So he does not follow any rules. Why? He is in Raganuga platform. It's not like that. In Raganuga platform, that is also sadhana bhakti. Raganuga bhakti is also sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti is of two types. Vaidhi sadhana bhakti and Raganuga sadhana bhakti. What is Vaidhi sadhana bhakti? When we perform sadhana bhakti based on Shraddha. And Raganuga sadhana bhakti is performed based on lobha, greed. Shraddha in what? Shraddha in the words of scriptures. Shraddha in the words of spiritual masters. That's Shraddha. But at the level of Raganuga, you should not think we don't have any Shraddha. You will think like that, no. Shraddha is not needed. He does not need to be explained to do bhakti. Because he is naturally attracted. So the need of scriptural injunction, the need of instruction of the spiritual master is not needed. Why? Because he has developed the spontaneous attraction for that. That's why that is known as Raganuga platform. And from that Raganuga platform, we can come to the level of bhava and then prema. And that prema, which comes from Raganuga sadhana bhakti, that is known as kevala prema, braja prema bhakti. And that braja prema bhakti is the qualification to enter into Vrindavan. There are five varieties of Vrindavan. One is Goloka Vrindavan, the topmost region of the spiritual world. So when Krishna comes down to manifest his pastime, Vrindavan also comes down, that is known as Bhauma Vrindavan. So Krishna performed his pastime 5,000 years ago. That time he manifested Vrindavan. But after 125 years, he withdrew his pastime. But Vrindavan still is there. That is one category of Vrindavan where we are now. Fourth, wherever there is pure devotee, that place becomes Vrindavan. Just like Rup and Sanatan, the Swamis, they are in Ramkeli Dham, in Bengal, that was their headquarter of as ministers. But that place became Vrindavan. Rup Sanatan manifested Radha Kund, Sam Kund, other Kundas, Govardhan. The whole Vrindavan manifested because Rup Sanatan were pure devotees of the Lord. So wherever there are pure devotees, that place becomes Vrindavan. Bhakti Vinod Thakur sings, Jedino grihe bhajana dekhi, grihe ta goloka bhai. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, I see my home, but I don't see my home as my home. I see Vrindavan here. Why? Because in that home, Krishna's service is going on 24 hours a day. That is Vrindavan. Where people are engaged 24 hours a day in serving Krishna. So that's the way a place becomes Vrindavan. Vrindavan is nothing external situation. Vrindavan is a consciousness also. And what is the fifth category of Vrindavan? Mahaprabhu is telling in front of Jagannath, more mon Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu is expressing that my mind is Vrindavan. So journey, spiritual journey begins from here. We want to go to Goloka Vrindavan. That desire is very wonderful. But journey begins within. We have to transform our mind into Vrindavan first. Then other Vrindavan will be manifested in our life. But if mind is not Vrindavan, then wherever you go, you will see that thing. Prabhupada gave a lecture about Vrindavan, Chintamani Dham in America. One devotee got inspired. And Prabhupada said, still Vrindavan is there in Uttar Pradesh, near Delhi. So he took a flight, came to Delhi, took a taxi, came to Vrindavan, wanted to see Chintamani Dham. But externally he wanted to see, and by seeing external situation, he was completely shocked. He had a cultural shock and immediately took a taxi back to Delhi and went back to America. Because we cannot see Vrindavan externally. We have to see Vrindavan internally. So that internal vision will come when our mind becomes Vrindavan. That's why you have to go through the process of sadhana bhakti. Shravanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasevanam archanam vandanam dasyam sakham atmanivedanam. The process begins with hearing. Nitya siddha Krishna prem saddha kabunai shravanadi suddha chitte karaha udai. We have to hear. As a sadhaka, we have to give more time for hearing. When we hear, Prabhupada used to say, hear with rapt attention. Hear attentively. Because very difficult to hear in Kali Yuga. Because we like to talk. Sata vayadini rajang dang dinam santi sahasrasa. Apaschata matpatattam grihesu grihame dinam. In Kali Yuga, people love to talk, don't like to hear. But Krishna has given 2 ears, 1 mouth. Right? That's our structure. According to the structure, we should hear twice. Then what we talk, right? 1 mouth, 2 ears. So double that. We have to hear double. But Kali Yuga, now mobile phone has come. Very difficult to keep our mouth shut. So qualification of a disciple is that we have to keep our mouth shut. Arjuna was giving lecture to Krishna and Krishna was not talking a word till he stopped his talking. So who can become a disciple? Prabhupada said disciple means who is ready to be disciplined. What is the first step in discipline? Stop talking. Stop talking. Rupa Sanatan, when they met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they put a straw, right, in between their teeth. And this is the symptom of humility. Very difficult to understand how come the straw in the mouth is connected with humility. Very scientifically connected. If you put straw in your mouth, then you cannot speak. That's why it shows you are ready to hear. When we are ready to hear, that is a symptom of surrender. Tadviddhi pranipatena. Surrender. That is the qualification to hear. Tadviddhi pranipatena paripashtena sevaya. So when we are submissive and serve, then we are qualified to ask questions. If you don't have the mood of surrender, that is voluntary choice in our life. When someone voluntarily chooses to surrender to a bona fide spiritual master, then we are qualified to ask questions. But if there is no surrender, then only asking question is not going to bring any benefit in our life. So asking question is very important, but asking question should be accompanied by surrender and service. That's why Arjuna told Karpanna dosa upato svabhava pichamitang dharma sammura cheta jasya sannischitang brihitanme sishrastyang sadhi mangtang prapannam. Again surrender. Prapannam. Unless there is surrender, nothing is going to happen in our spiritual journey. Because that is the fundamental principle of our spiritual journey. So hearing also should have that submissive attitude. We have to hear attentively, but with the mood of submission. Then we can hear attentively. And that submission will come when we serve the Vaishnavas. Because very mind is very restless. We don't have taste in hearing. Mind goes here and there. Those who are in Rajaguna, as soon as class begins, our planning begins, right? Planning of the day. During japa time, planning of the day begins and wonderful plan comes during japa. That is the symptom of Rajaguna. It's good. So this Krishna service plan is happening, is good. But better than that, we have to hear properly. That is quality of chanting. But we have observed in our own lives also, as soon as chanting begins, planning begins. And that is the problem. We cannot stay where we are. When you are chanting, that time you are thinking of rest of the day. And when you are during the work, we are thinking we should have chanted properly. It's like that. So we are always living in the future or past. We cannot live in the present. Sadhana means we have to live in the present. And for that we have to be purified. Narada Muni is telling, by serving the Bhakti Vedantas, by hearing, by honoring the remnants of the Bhakti Vedantas, he lost all interest in material life. And he developed the taste in hearing. That is the power of the mercy of the Mahabhagavats. It is explained in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Bhaktapada Raj, Bhaktapada Jal, Bhaktir Uchchishta Tin Sadhanar Bal. The potency, great potency is there. Where? In the dust of the lotus feet of the pure devotee. The charanamrit of the lotus feet of the pure devotees and remnants of the pure devotees. Very, very powerful. Extremely powerful. But that devotee has to be a qualified devotee. And hearing also should be from that kind of realized soul. Just like a person has to be qualified to hear, the person who is speaking should be qualified also. That is the combination. There are three kinds of knowledge: acquired knowledge, realized knowledge, and revealed knowledge. Spiritual life is not about information. Acquired knowledge means information. You can get a lot of information from so many books. Now, internet search, you can get so many information. But spiritual life is not about information. Spiritual life is all about transformation. Information, how it can become transformation? When we apply that information in our life. That is known as transformation. Realization will come when we apply the information in our practical life. If there is no application, only coming and hearing and going is not going to help us in our spiritual journey so much. So therefore, we have to apply application of whatever we no. Then slowly, slowly realization will come. And when realization will become complete, 100%, then things will be revealed, revelation. What is the meaning of revelation? Seeing Krishna 24 hours a day. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hideshu vilakayanti jang samsundara machinta guna sarupam govinda madhi purusham tamaham bhajami. That is a symptom of love. Who can see Krishna 24 hours a day. For them, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, this material world will become Vaikuntha. Sthavara jangama dake na dake tar murti sarvatra hai tar ishta devas murti. He will not see the material world. He will see Krishna everywhere. Just like Prahlad. When Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad, where is your Narayan? Where is your Vishnu? Is he in the pillar? Prahlad said, yes. We may say, we can also give the same answer. We also know, Andantarastha Paramanuchayantarastha, philosophically you also know, Krishna is there everywhere, so he must be in the pillar also. But Prahlad's answer was not on that basis of philosophy. Prahlad saw Nrisimhadev in the pillar. That is called revealed knowledge. That is called revelation. Krishna is revealed. Brahma saw spiritual world, then composed Brahma Sanghita. Vyasadeva saw and composed Srimad Bhagavatam. Valmiki Muni saw and composed Ramayana. Srila Prabhupada, he saw and wrote Bhaktivedanta purports. Prabhupada said, I never wrote all these books. Krishna wrote. That is called revealed knowledge. You can be very scholarly, but scholarly does not necessarily mean this is revealed knowledge. Revelation will come when someone is pure, who has developed love of Godhead. Then things will be revealed. Revelation. So that is very, very important. In order to enter into the spiritual world, we have to come to the level of revelation. But we have to hear from a realized soul. And what is the advantage in hearing from the realized soul? Because a realized soul does not speak from his brain. Realized soul speaks from his heart. It is explained in Shastra that in the heart of a pure devotee, Krishna takes rest. He becomes very relaxed in the heart of a pure devotee. But in the heart of conditioned soul, he is very active as Paramatma. So there is a difference. So when a pure devotee speaks, that sound vibration carries the aroma of the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna. That's why it is known as Virjavati Harikatha. It's highly potent. Highly potent. And when a sadhaka with faith hears that sound vibration attentively, then what happens? It goes to his heart. Then Krishna is transferred from the heart of the speaker to the heart of the listener. And that is the way to capture Krishna in our heart. And that is the symptom of Prema Bhakti. So Prabhupada says, when Lord is transferred from the heart of the Guru to the heart of the disciple, that is the real meaning of Diksha. External Diksha is ritual. Internal Diksha is transfer of Krishna from the heart of the Guru to the heart of the disciple. That is the real meaning of Diksha. Prabhupada writes in the 10th canto purport, where Krishna was transferred from the heart of Vasudev to the heart of Devaki. But we become so much interested in the external change. I got Diksha, why? My name got changed. Somebody came to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I forgot my initiated name. So really? So you remember the second part? He said, yes. What is that? Das. If you remember that, that's more than enough. That is the internal part. We are the servant. The purpose of Diksha is to understand that we are not the master, we are the servant. Jiver Swarupai Krishna Nitya Das. Brahmanda Bhamite Kona Bhagavan Jiv. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. Diksha means receiving Bhakti Lata Bij. The seed of pure devotional service. Process of sadhana bhakti. That is the meaning of bhakti lata bij. Seed of pure devotional service. That's the beginning. But after getting the seed, what do you have to do? You can say, oh, I have got the seed. Perfection. Some people think like that. I have got initiation, perfection. It's not the perfection, it is the beginning. Receiving the seed is the beginning of the plantation. Then we have to plant that seed in the heart. Because heart is the place to plant that devotional seed. For that, heart has to be soft, because soil has to be fertile. Soft heart is very, very important. And humility will cause our heart to become soft. If there is pride, it will be like a marble floor. In Kali Yuga, heart is not made of stone, it's made of steel. Because holy name has the potency to melt the stone, but it is finding difficult to melt the heart of Kali Yuga people, because Kali Yuga people's heart is harder than stone. So in order to make our heart soft, we have to cultivate the quality of humility. That's why Mahaprabhu is again and again telling us to become humble. Why? That is the root. If we don't make our heart soft, the seed is not going to work. Then after planting the seed, Mahaprabhu is telling, Sabana Kirtana Jale Karaha Sinchan. Then we have to water that seed. That is known as Shiksha. Hearing and chanting is the process of Shiksha. We have to hear. Prabhupada is telling that a neophyte devotee should hear from a pure devotee regularly, every day. That is known as Shiksha. That is the process of watering. And it is explained by Mahaprabhu, even after getting love of Godhead, the prema fall, the fruit of love of Godhead, Shravan Kirtan should continue. This is the eternal process. Even after getting Siddhi, sadhana should continue. That is the process given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami. So we have to be very, very careful in analyzing our journey. So Shravan Kirtan, the process of Siksha, is a continuous process. But Diksha is one-time event by which we get the seed. But the Siksha is a continuous process. Eternally goes on. So that process has to be taken care of. When we have these two, both Diksha and Siksha combined together, then we can get the Prayojana, that is the fruit of love of Godhead. And that is our perfection. And we get that love of Godhead, then we are eligible to enter into Vrindavan. So on this auspicious day, the beginning of Purushottam month, we can pray to the Lord that we can go through this process as given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and by His mercy and the mercy of His devotees, one day we can experience the taste of fruit of love of Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Any question, comment from the senior Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis? Yeah, but Krishna never killed. Krishna's Narayan feature killed the demon.
When he was in Vrindavan, when he was...
Yeah, yeah. Because Krishna includes his expansion also. His Narayan expansions. Krishna is saying Bhagavan. So when he comes, he also does the job of avatar. But Krishna is saying Bhagavan has nothing to do with the killing of the demons. Okay? That is done by his assistant. He delegated that responsibility. That is called leadership. Leader is that person who enjoys life and headache is taken by his assistants. Okay? Krishna is the perfect example. Any other comment or question?
Hare Krishna, thank you for the class, Maharaj. So Maharaj, in class, you mentioned that in the beginning of sadhana that the Shastra and Guru, they need the Raganuga teacher, they don't need or you need to do whatever.
When you develop spontaneous attraction, you don't need that kind of push. That please come for Mangalarti, come for Mangalarti, come for Mangalarti. Because you are there in Mangalarti, because you are spontaneously attracted for Mangalarti. Right? Now we are coming for Mangalarti, why? Because otherwise So that is the difference. Coming for Mangala Arati is not going to change. Motivation changes. In Vaidhi, you have to hear, oh, Prabhupada said, please get up for Mangala Arati. That is the motivation. But when you are spontaneously attracted, that is not relevant anymore, because anyway you are coming. You understand? So you have elevated your consciousness. Doesn't mean you don't respect the order of the spiritual master. It's not like that. But that is not needed, because you have already transcended that. Okay? Somebody asked Prabhupada, when we can miss Mangala Arati? Prabhupada said, when we are dead. So Prabhupada was very focused on that. Any other question?
Thank you, Maharaj. Sir, a very basic question, but I mean for my clarity is, generally we say that when we take a Harinam Diksha, that is sufficient enough for our spiritual progress. But then people keep saying that Brahman Diksha is also very important, and I see often people are pushing, like, they want to have some way or other, they want to get Brahman Diksha. So, isn't that Brahman
Diksha
is a must, or is it just
Harinam
is good enough?
Today is Vrindavan talk, okay, no problem. There are two lines, two vidhi. One is Bhagavad vidhi, other is Pancharatrika vidhi. Prabhupada said two tracks is very much needed to have a smooth movement. Prabhupada says that we are not Haridas Thakur. We cannot chant 24 hours a day. If you can do that, there is no need of anything. No need of diksha also. But we are not at that platform. That's why we need to worship deity at the temple. And in order to worship the deity, you need to be an initiated devotee in Pancharatrika Vidhi. That's why second initiation is needed. In order to enter into the altar, you have to be initiated. Pancharatrika Mantra. Okay? And Bhagavad Vidhi, chanting of the holy name, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, Harinam initiation, Prabhupada started this name, Harinam Diksha. Because it's so important. Because by chanting of the holy name, you can get all perfection. But we don't have that kind of faith in the holy name. That's why we need to have Pancharatrika Vidhi also. And for that, we need to have Pancharatrika Diksha. Both are needed, two tracks. As a sadhaka. But when you attend prema, there is no need of anything. Okay? Take second initiation, Brahman Diksha, and enter with the permission of the temple authority. Prabhupada said in order to worship the deity, you have to be Brahminically initiated.
So you're speaking for the pujaris, right? What about?
That is only purpose. In order to do yajna, in order to do puja, you need Brahman Diksha. But we said, oh, why your second Brahman Diksha? I am to chant Gayatri. That is also one purpose. But purpose, Prabhupada introduced this process, is the process of Pancharatriki Vidhi. In order to do the Pancharatriki activity, you have to be Pancharatriki, you have to be initiated in Pancharatriki Vidhi. But to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, to chant the holy name, you don't need to be Brahminically initiated. So which is more merciful? Bhagavad Vidhi is more merciful. Anybody can do that. Okay? That shows, that's why it is most important, but most merciful. That's why you have to adopt that process of the holy name and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh, Prabhuji, okay. That's an organizational matter, I'm talking Shastra. So please don't put me into trouble by asking this troublesome question. So our founder Acharya has given some guideline. We should follow that guideline. It's an organizational matter. I am talking about the spiritual matter. So in order to do Pancharatriki activity, we have to be initiated in Pancharatriki Vidhi. Okay? That's enough for me to say. Okay, next. We are discussing, Prabhupada did not talk much about Purushottam month, but Purushottam month is very, very most favorite month of the Lord, that's what Shastra says. So for us, things are same, we are doing everything whatever Prabhupada has given. But Prabhupada said in this particular tithis or particular month, we should magnify our activity. Increase our activity. That's always just like in Ekadasi. Prabhupada said we should focus more on hearing and chanting. So in an auspicious month like Purushottam month, we should also focus more on hearing and chanting. And we should do tapasya. The most important tapasya is no prajalpa. If you can fast from prajalpa, that is the best fasting. Right? That's my recommendation, that main problem we face in spiritual journey because we offend Vaishnavas. We do so much austerities, getting up early morning, this and that, but whole thing gets spoiled when we start talking ill about devotees, which is like an arrow in the heart of the Lord. So if you want to pierce the heart of the Lord, then you can talk about the ill things about the devotees. Because Krishna doesn't like to hear all these things. So that will be best austerity. When people ask me what is the austerity I should do, fast from prajalpa. That is the most important aspect of our sadhana bhakti. When Raghunath Das Goswami asked Mahaprabhu, what is the duty of a renounced person? Mahaprabhu said, Gramma katha na sunibe, gramma varta na kahibe. Then after that, other things. Valo na khaibe, valo na paribe, after that. But first is, Gramma katha na sunibe, gramma varta na kahibe. Means, don't hear prajalpa and don't talk prajalpa. I think that can be a wonderful vrata in this auspicious month. In my humble understanding. Maharaj, thank you so much. We have some other programs. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bhava.